Well, Chase, I know it's only been a little bit of time since the season has come to a close with the playoff loss to Rockford, but what did you take from this experience of getting to the postseason with this team for the first time in the last few years?
Yeah, no, it was fun. Obviously, we had a special group of guys, and every year it's different guys coming in, and we're with each other every single day. So you grow, and you got good times, you got bad times, and that's what it's all about, I think, and make friendships every year that'll last a lifetime. And like you said, making the postseason finally, my first time since I've been here was special, and obviously cut short, which sucked. But at the end of the day, you gotta take all the positives you can from it, and just use it as a learning experience.
From a team standpoint, how much did it mean to you to be able to find a way to win 2 out of 3 in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, I think it was important. Obviously, with them, the defending champs, and us having a depleted lineup, I guess, with injuries and obviously guys getting called up and whatnot. So I thought it showed a lot of character and a lot of heart in our group, and a lot of battle. And at the end of the day, I feel like at that time of the year, it's what it's all about. It doesn't matter how skilled you are or what kind of guys you have on the team, as long as they show up and compete and do whatever it takes.
You know, it's interesting because Pascal Vincent said that the postseason is an opportunity for players, an opportunity to face the biggest challenges, the toughest opponents, in the most difficult conditions, and maybe put a different spin on your season. That first round for you was exceptional. The playoffs in general are very good. Do you feel like you were able to put the message out that you're a player and you want to be considered a guy who continues to develop here?
I think so. I think, obviously, with more, that's all you can ask for is opportunity, and that's what I got, I think, in the playoffs. Obviously, with the series against Grand Rapids, we had about, I think, 5 forwards on the bench at one point of the game, so couldn't really complain about ice time. And it was fun to step up and carry that responsibility, and I enjoyed every second of it, and obviously wish it could have done a little bit more and helped out a little bit more, obviously, keep the season going. But at the end of the day, I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed going to war with all the boys.
When you look back on this season and think about some of the things this team was able to accomplish, what jumps out at you the most?
I think just going through that the adversity. I think every year there's some sort of adversity that you have to go through and overcome, and I think it makes you stronger in the end. I thought that we showed that. Obviously, we had an unbelievable start to the season, and then maybe a little dip off, and then with the playoffs against Grand Rapids, obviously we found our game right back there and stepped up again. So I think just the character of this group that we had, we had a really fun and special group, and I enjoyed being a part of it.
Talked to you a bit about this before, but the first couple of years of the 2.0 era were difficult. Wins were hard to come by. I can remember times where the team was struggling to win on the road. This year, 25 wins on the road. Just one of the things that jumps out as far as the accomplishments of the team. How fun was it to be able to flip those tables around a little bit?
Yeah, it's huge when you can find that on the road. Obviously, sometimes it's teams struggle with that for whatever reason. But I think that, like I said, we had a special group. So I think being on the road, we were always together, going out to dinner, doing all sort of just fun things that bring groups together, and it helped obviously our on ice performance. So like I said, we had an awesome group, and definitely gonna miss the guys this summer, and obviously keep in touch.
Speaking of missing guys, the number 22 yeah. will not belong to Darren Kramer anymore. What's that meant to have him around the team?
No, he's a great guy. Obviously, I played against him in the Western Hockey League when he played for Spokane, and fought our goalie, I think, 3 times, and I was on the ice for a couple just hiding from him. So we go way back, and he's the definition of a character guy. I think whether he was in the lineup or out of the lineup, he was always positive and showing up every day with a smile on his face and just enjoying it, and excited for his future, and definitely going to keep in touch.
You know, Chase, when you reflect back on the season, you had goals at the beginning of the year. Do you feel that you were able to achieve a lot of the ones that you may have set for yourself?
I think so. I think, obviously, like I said, with the opportunity, I thought I was able to contribute a little more offensively. And I think at the end of the year in playoffs, I think that's when it counts. Obviously, all year it counts, but at the end of the day, it's when you see who steps up and who will do whatever it takes when the end of the year is on the line. And I thought I was able to do that. And like I said, I was more than happy to step up with the extra ice time and the missing guys. So
you're a guy who pays attention to what's going on. You're focused on what's going on in Winnipeg. Yep. What's it like right now in the environment for both these teams?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I was trying to get back to my condo downtown, and all the roads were blocked off. So just seeing all the fans and how much the hockey means to this city was it's obviously fun to be a part of, and it's crazy how fast the time has gone. I can't believe I've already been here for 3 years. So, but yeah, it's been incredible to be a part of, and I love.